Hi, everyone.
Hey, y'all.
This is Angela.
And Marion.
And we are underqualified.
And overopinionated. And apparently a girl group.
Yes.
We say
yes.
Shit. I can't even. My voice is so gone. I can't even do that to the people. Listen, a lot has happened of late. And we're just going to jump right into it. So what went down this past weekend?
Well, of course, everyone saw the Soul Train Music Awards.
Yes.
And it was cool. You know, SWV opened up the stage. They did their medley, had everybody jumping up and down. Method Man looked amazing. He looking like a snack, plus an entree and a dessert. Yes, he was looking so good.
My thing is, you're saying the words snack and shit, and you're in reference to Method Man. And never in my entire life, never in my life have I looked at Method Man and thought anything sexual ever.
Really?
Ever.
Never?
Not ever. Mm. And it's not his age, because it's been many that have been up there that you know, I'm like, oh, absolutely, Zaddy, come through. But right. Method Man? He's cool. I mean.
You're not a fan.
I guess he's the one that I would be like if my aunt that was like twice divorced brought him through to the family reunion,
like,
I'd be like, you know what? Go ahead, Aunt Shirley.
Live
I see
your
you with
best
your little
life.
Boo. That's what I would. I'd be like, he looked like he owns some dry cleaners. That's right, girl.
But I was kind of disappointed with SWV because I stand on this because I just feel that whenever you are in the spotlight, there's just a certain image that you need to uphold. And I know you're not doing nothing all day.
Physical
I know
you image just, is what you mean.
I know you go into the studio. You might go in the studio maybe 3 days.
Yeah.
You might even go for a whole week. But in between that time when you are getting your lunch delivered, that you should
cancel lunch
and do that hour. Because I don't want you out here looking like regular. I just can't. Because it makes me feel like...
Why are you even famous? And by famous, I mean, like, why are you wealthy? Like,
You
have the money to not be like... And here's the thing. I always say this. If that's your situation and that's how you feel comfortable, then absolutely body, you know, confidence is key. But if you're going to come out and you're wearing 3.5 shapers on top of a waist trainer and you have to go perform through that, so you're so stiff that you can barely move because your entire midsection is sucked all the way in.
Right.
Then maybe you should go ahead and just hire that guy to help you actually lose those 30 pounds.
Absolutely.
Versus just like wrapping it in saran wrap underneath 12 stockings.
And Coco's husband just lost 100-something pounds. So he's looking
so
amazing.
Fuck around if you want to, Coco.
No.
Fuck
he
around.
Probably won't
we saw
leave
what
her.
Happened.
They're
we
in
saw
the
what
church.
Happened to, but what happened to Tamar? He got
skinny, started feeling
himself. Exactly. He got himself a little bit in shape, a little bit closer.
It just takes a little bit.
All it takes.
Just takes 5 pounds.
Let him see one ab. Don't let them see the start.
The tone is different.
The cusp of an ab. That little V dent.
Not wanting to come home.
Let him start to see. All of a sudden, he's in the gym. Nikki, you ain't in no gym at 2 a.m. Ain't nobody's gym open at 2 a.m.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Well, we also got... our dose of Black Girl Magic, Miss Jamaica, Davina Bennett. She landed in the top three.
I think she was second runner up.
Yeah. I'm seeing conflicting things in the media, but it doesn't matter. She placed, and
she did.
Her big old glorious African afro, and I was just here for all the chocolateness. And
I've been really enjoying that. I feel like the last like 4 or so have been really black powered. Like, there's a lot of melanated people showing up and showing out, and hair is curly and luxurious, twist outs on a million. I need to know what products they're using, because I just took my weave out, as you can see, and I got my little twist in, and I like it so far. We're gonna see how it comes out today. And I'm gonna probably throw another weave back in right before Christmas. But
that was cute and all, but
that was cute. But I need these inches because you know it's about to be it's hat season.
Absolutely,
so you gotta have them flourishing coming out the bottom. Those bundles, as Angela put me onto.
Yes.
Y'all, I didn't even know what bundles were. I didn't know
bundles
were different.
Bundles and lashes.
I had no
your
idea
life.
Bundles were different than pack hair. Like
changes
that's how basic I usually am.
And Miss Naya Rivera from Glee fame decided that she wants to practice Kung Fu grip on her husband. Like, Big who Sean, does that?
Big Sean literally just peeked his ass up out. He stopped. I know he was in the middle of eating.
And he was like, wait a minute. Middle of eating.
He said, hold the fuck. Someone pass me my phone. Pass me my phone.
I told you.
End of story. Because she been crazy. And
but how do you feel like it's okay for you to jump on somebody?
Listen.
Like.
We've all been there.
I've never. Because my whole thing is that one swift pop in my mouth and I'm down for the count. And
but I think I just believe in myself too much. Well, like, I just believe in my ability to get that anger out before
but
you
but who
really...
are you to put your hands on somebody?
I agree. And that's the problem.
Who
that's
are
the problem.
You?
The problem is that you can't allow yourself to just get into that mental space. If someone is pushing you there, the relationship needs to be done.
Like, done.
We all learn that. I think you have to learn it when you're younger, when your energy is still, like, your tension is still high and you're still, like, figuring life out. But you can't just fuck around and be like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do this. Like, I used to be, but I don't want to say it was something that I was about, but my ex that I literally cannot stand now, like, he and I got into physical altercations. Him and I both, like, would actively be the one to start something. He would shove me. He ripped me. I remember he pulled over his car one time and dragged me out of his car, like, kicking and screaming, and left me on the streets of D.C. at, like, 4 in the morning. So, mind you, D.C. Metro closes at 12 o'clock. So I literally had to take a $60 cab home to come face this nigga. So I took the cab and told the cab to let me out around the corner and went and keyed the shit out of his car that exact same night. Abso-fucking-lutely. Because you're not going to drag. Like, and that was the problem. It was just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Neither one of us realizing that we're doing insane shit because the other one's also doing insane shit. And it was just eventually you have this moment of reckoning where you're like, this is not love. This is not, like, a healthy relationship.
My mouth is open.
It is. I know. You'd be like, surprised.
I'm having an out-of-body experience because if that ever happened to me, I would not be here talking to you.
I know.
I'd be sitting in jail somewhere just eating my hair.
Girl.
Just
when I
put me in solitary
shit,
confinement because I've done lost my
but
whole
here's the
entire
thing.
Mind.
Here's the thing. I was not, you know, I'm not famous yet. So I had way less to lose. All I lost was, you know, the apartment that we were sharing. Like, that's what I lost when that relationship blew up.
Right.
Naya's about to get her entire ass sued by this man. And he is set for life off of you and your talent and your hard work, all because you couldn't just, like, woosah and walk the fuck away. Like, and you're grown. You're not. When that happened to me, I was 21.
Yeah.
I was not used to drinking.
And you're
not
somebody's
used to,
mama.
Hello. Now I'm. Yes.
Naya has a 2-year-old. They said it was an argument over a 2-year-old or whatever was going on. But
courts can always.
They were supposed
that
to be getting a divorce, but they stopped the divorce.
Yeah.
So if you're on the thoughts of getting a divorce, pretty much I think you should just go ahead and cancel it and just go ahead and go on about
and
your
let
life.
That one go.
Live your best
That's not
life
the one for you. Yes.
Yes.
But we wish her the best because
wish
I actually
you the best.
She's super talented. It really makes me sad that she's like letting this happen.
She looks so pitiful. Just looking like I can't believe I'm here.
I can't believe I did this. You know her mama called like girl,
get your
what
life.
The fuck?
And we got a new black princess.
Yes.
Y'all.
Disney set it up and we went ahead and made it happen.
It's
fuck
a
it
reality. I'm so excited about it. But you know, as you know, some of our Caucasian co-workers.
I won't call them friends. Our Caucasian acquaintances.
They are not here for it.
They're not as supportive.
They don't want a drop. But you know, Wendy Williams says that the reason why, you know, no one's upset because he will never be king. If he would be king,
absolutely.
It'd be like, you
it'd be
know what?
Rioting.
Harry, you
rioting.
Know what? Let me just go ahead and talk to you for a moment in one of these rooms that no one goes into.
Yep. And he'll never come back.
Slam the door, lock
never
it.
Come back.
Harry,
what
the fuck
what
is going
are you
on?
Thinking bringing that chocolate woman into this castle.
But.
On the hill.
Absolutely.
They would not be here for it. But now, you know what? This is all we need is that one step. You know
one
how,
step.
You know how Jesse
now everybody
Jackson
can realize their dream.
He had to, like, run for president.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Shirley Chisholm was the first woman.
No, I know, black woman, but I think Jesse Jackson was the first black man.
Was he?
Yeah, he ran for president.
Didn't Al Sharpton run too?
Maybe later, but okay. He ran for president in the 60s.
Okay.
And either way, you need somebody to break, to make it look like it's possible.
It's possible.
You need that first black to just pop their head, because I cannot wait to see them in the family fucking fortune.
That Eurasian bundles.
God. And I just want her one day to hit us with some natural realness. Because you know she be silk pressing that sucker.
Yes.
She's going to go to the pool. She's going to go to Naples.
I
want to
see them do the electric slide
day.
At the wedding.
That would make my life.
And Uncle Charles.
They're gonna tell her to bring some cornbread
and
some
mac and cheese.
She's not.
I can imagine her going down to
the
kitchen. Sophie. Hey. Is your name Sophie?
It's Sophie.
You have to put 4 cheeses in the mac.
Please. And the trick is if you put a little butter, make it a little
bit
clean.
A flick of the wrist.
A flick.
Flick of the wrist.
Not the whisk, but the flick.
And please season our
chicken.
You know
what? It's all right. Mama's coming. Mama says she's on her way. Don't, girl, just look at what, Mama.
Please season our chicken.
Mama,
look at the fuck. Harry ain't going to know what to do with the season on the chicken.
Ooh. Girl, let him get some seasoning. He's going to be walking around with gold fronts.
Gold fronts.
Cornrows.
That is too funny.
Malibu's most wanted.
That's going to be so funny. And when they have black film night, that's going
to
be amazing.
I have a little brown baby.
Yes.
Although, let's be honest, that baby not going to be brown. That's going to be light.
It's going to be light with red hair. It's going to have some red hair popping.
It's going to be very tan.
But I'm here for it. I'm so excited for her. And she should know that Black Twitter will have her back anytime. She's going to have her own navy beehive.
Yes, exactly.
Because we're not playing games. We have infiltrated your fortress.
Boom.
And we are here to have
this
all
is reverse gentrification.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
Yes, Megan!
Yes, bitch. Fuck the Upper East Side. We're
Fuck
coming for the whole castle.
Yes.
Bitch. Give us 3.5 generations.
And
we will
this
be in that bitch.
Just, this just solidifies that it's no broke Negroes in 2018.
No broke Negroes in 2018.
People out here getting castles.
Hello.
People getting salons.
Hello. And that's not even her first marriage.
No.
That's the best part. Because, ladies, if you've been engaged or married before and it didn't work out, don't think you have to settle.
Don't settle
for Rodney
girl.
From the block. You
Not
can get
Rodney.
A prince.
A prince.
You can get an actual prince. All you got to do is get the right bundles.
Girls are out
be
here
running
getting
the right
princes.
Circles. Princes.
Like the girl in
Migos
D.C.
members.
I need it.
The whole, what the fuck was that? What just happened? Okay.
But yes.
Yes, girl.
Yes, indeed.
I'm
and
so excited.
I'm so excited
we love
about
you.
It.
Here We're
here for
you,
it.
Megan. We're here for you and your little brown babies that I know you are already pregnant with, because you look like the secure the bag type.
Absolutely.
So I know that she is already 4.5 months in. And
I
not,
know.
Not showing nobody nothing until after that wedding. The wedding's going to turn around. Watch, it's going to be a two months to that wedding, because I would be like, we're getting married now. We're getting married in this limo.
Absolutely.
Right now. Call your mama.
Call
tell the queen,
your mama.
Tell her my parents are already at the chapel. Let's come through, because I'm not fucking not fucking this one up. Absolutely not.
Well, we have been, you know,
blessed. Blessed this past week.
She's got to have it
she
premiered.
She's got to have it. She's got to have it.
There's all these revelations that are coming out.
Bitch.
You can get you a prince.
A prince or three.
And you can
names.
Live your. Yes, a prince or three,
Negroes. Of different.
Or, you know, if you're not down with the Negroes, you can do the swirl.
Get
you can
the
do whatever you're
yes.
going to do. But it's
get
possible.
Do
I'm just
you
so
need.
Happy that at the end of 2017 that they're showing that life can be so much better than
and
what.
And Trump might get impeached. So
yes.
Life really is getting better. Spike Lee brought back one of the best movies of all time as an actual series.
He said, ladies, you need this.
To teach us, not teach, but remind us.
Remind us.
That if you're not here for all of me, you don't need to be here at all.
Mm-mm-mm.
At all.
Miss Nola Darling.
First, okay, so anyone that is just insane and or not black.
Just born today.
Born today, or maybe not with the, you know, African-American pop culture. She's Gotta Have It was originally a film by Spike Lee,
mm-hmm.
and it is centered in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, and it is about a young lady named Nola Darling. She is a artist, and she basically does whatever the fuck she wants and tells the men in her life.
Tells everyone in her life.
Everyone in her life. Either you could get with it or you could get gone. Because she has three gentlemen suitors.
Very
different. That she's actively sleeping with. And then on top of it, she has a little woman who is drop dead gorgeous, by the
gorgeous.
Way.
Gorgeous. Opal.
Like the woman of my
and
dreams.
I don't even like Titty Box.
Girl, that sex scene was everything between them.
I was like,
everything.
You know
what? I was Opal could get it today.
Oh,
let me run into Opal down at Whole Foods.
Just picking my grapes.
Girl, I will go to your nursery. Tell me where it is. Give me an evergreen.
But yes, Nola was exciting because she was just living her best life. And on top of that, she made no apologies for she needed. And each one of the gentlemen that she was with all provided something different to her life.
You know what that means, Angela? Mm-hmm. Ain't no perfect man.
You're right.
It might, maybe.
You're right.
But the reality is, sometimes to find your perfect everything, you gotta have more than one. You might just have a starting three, starting five.
Starting five.
You know?
Ooh.
Like the Cavs.
Yes.
The Cavs ain't out here with just LeBron. Sometimes you need backups.
And sometimes you need backups.
That is too funny. First of all, her men, she has Overstreet, who is the ballin', rich, Upper East Side
chocolate
Negro.
Thing.
Yes, he's actually quite attractive.
Yes.
But Overstreet is married.
Yes.
It's important to note that. And then she has Greer.
Yes.
Who I just love Greer.
He loves himself so much.
He is so self-absorbed. He's a model / photographer with an elephant penis, apparently.
He's comical.
The growling is what I can't. He approaches the bed like rawr. He does that thing from actual comics. No one does that, but Greer does that. And you just love him for it. And then
there's Mars.
And then there's Mars,
the favorite one.
Yeah,
the young thing that you just sometimes get to scratch your itch.
He's just the one that makes you smile from ear to ear and giggle later on when you think about the silly shit that he said.
Yes,
and the one that makes you feel so special because Mars. Like was there for her.
He was crazy about her.
Through every single thing.
He didn't have shit to offer, but he was there.
But he made a way. He said, you know what, girl? I don't have no license, but I will bike your
I need somebody who wants to bike across the Brooklyn Bridge.
If you won't bike across the Brooklyn Bridge, you can't have none of the kitty cat. That's it. That's it.
That was so crazy.
You need to put in 4.5 miles to get anywhere near this. That's the new minimum right there.
Would you bike over the bridge for me?
But you know what I want to say? You know what's fucked up about life? And this is something for women to know, too. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to realize this. Like, so at the end of the thing, right? Fuck you if you haven't watched it, honestly.
Right.
There's a spoiler alert. Like, it's on Netflix. You could watch every single episode like
and
we
you need
did
to watch the first movie, too.
And watch the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, which is also on Netflix. Listen, at the end, she literally is like, fuck this. I really don't care. Y'all could be with her or get gone. And she has Thanksgiving dinner and invites all three of her men over.
Right.
And literally as they're walking through the door, she says, anyone that doesn't want to be here can leave.
Yes.
And ladies, that is the mantra for 2018. And
for
that's
everyone.
Not just for men. Exactly. That's just for anyone in your life. If you don't want to be here.
Symbolism.
The door is right back where you came through it, my G. You're more than welcome. And I will not be upset. I will not be hurt. The fact is, it maybe in the moment it'll hurt. But I know that if you didn't want to be here, I'm better off without you.
Absolutely.
And vice versa.
Absolutely.
Because we're not giving each other nothing that we need to have. Because if we were, you wouldn't have left.
Yes.
That's it. But what I wanted to say is that she paints this picture of all three of them where she is anatomically correct. And we realize that these men have very different penis sizes.
Yes.
And that's the fucked up part of the world. Because if it came all the way down to it, you would want to choose Mars because you'd want to be around Mars forever.
Forever.
But then you would have to give up the Greer penis. And that... hurts.
But big doesn't necessarily mean that it's better.
Yes. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
For the notes.
For the notes.
Just
Consuela, can you put that in the notes?
Consuela. You know what? Sharon.
Sharon.
Did Sharon
God, we can't get good help up in this mug.
Damn it.
But, I mean, I understand that, you know, a big penis is great. I understand that it's amazing. But, you know, for your sanity, I need just, you know, I need the, I need the kind that's like, okay, girl, let me tell you about this mug right here to, you know, if it gets on my nerves, I don't have to think about it. That's my, you know, line drawn to sand, because if it's big and it's good, it's almost like, you know what, it don't matter that he stole my car. It don't matter that I'm walking down Flatbush with one boot on
and
a band-aid on my nipple because I'm cold looking for Leon. I'm over high maintenance. And when you have a big peen, I heard this. They were like, when you got a big peen, their swag is different. They're just different. And I just don't.
They're terrible people.
They're just awful people. Because they know what they have.
Ladies, if you're looking for someone to sleep with, whoever is the worst person,
that's him.
Just go ahead, but don't get emotionally involved.
Don't do it. It'll have you talking crazy to yourself, to your friends, to the people at the shit.
Just like, bitch.
You just got an attitude all day.
Why?
You don't want to go outside.
You don't want to talk to nobody.
Nobody.
That you can't think straight.
He can call you on a Monday and not call you back till next month. And you're like,
and the moment you, say,
you know what? He was busy, girl. He was busy.
I'm gonna have to leave. It's your grandmother's funeral. I know.
She's
not missing out on anything.
You know what? She'll be here when I get back.
She will. I feel like she's not going anywhere.
We are so raggedy. We are so raggedy. But yes. I don't have that kind of.
I get to the point in my life when penis is not. It's not even that it's a big deal. It's that I think for me.
You'll be dead. You will be dead. That's the only time that I think.
I can't breathe.
Knowing you, I think that you will be dead. And for some reason, your ghost will rise up and say, you know what? I can't be down here by myself. So I'm going to see. Who's laying beside me? Oh, okay. I know you've been dead for 300 years, but let me see what that dick do. Let me see what it did.
God, I hope my family's not listening to this, because she's absolutely right. No.
And it's okay.
Because you know why? Because in the past, in my past life, not past life, but in the past, I've realized that I've tried to make relationships with people that I'm not having the best sex work, and it hasn't.
But sex is important, though.
Exactly.
It's super important.
It's super important. I can't have an argument with you. And then you're also not fucking me well. Like,
whoa.
That's not gonna work.
Absolutely not.
You
cannot talk to me any kind of way.
Your voice cannot go higher than your
No, ma'am.
Level.
Matter of fact, I can't even hear you. I can't even hear
your
right now.
Your name is on a 4. I'm going to need you to keep that voice.
Matter of fact, I need you to just write it down in a note and just mail it to me, and we live in the same house.
Hello.
You will not.
Sharpton.
Yes. And I'll be like, you know what? You know what? Maybe I was crazy. You know what? I'm a star cooking. You right. You hungry. That's why you acted like this. You hungry. You hungry. But yes, sex is super important. And I have been on a sabbatical.
I don't know how.
But because I'm very, because I know that my personality is very addictive. And so I'm one of those types that if I'm all in, I'm all in.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste my time on some 4-inch or some mediocre acting, non-working type situations. And I just need to focus on the career right now, because I need to get some coin in my pocket before I can have one of those episodes again. And I call it an episode because I've had those episodes before.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking from lack of experience. I'm talking from every time I think that I'm going to do it, I have a flashback of how crazy I was acting.
Child,
and ask them of the million gods to come and take my whole being away from me.
Please stop me from killing.
Please,
right,
and you
now.
Know it's off the chain when you have to pray.
And throw your phone away. You ever have to straight up delete every single thing?
Absolutely.
You ever do that shit and then immediately regret it, but then you feel like, you know what, it's better.
It's
like
in my cloud.
Oh, don't go to
and then you go back.
You can't think about it.
You're
that.
Like, I remember.
You have to literally, it's like going to rehab.
Yeah.
You have to cold turkey that shit.
You have to move to another state.
Yes. Is that why you're in New York?
Lies.
Just me.
Absolutely not. Lies. Girl. I came to get this dream and I came to get this money. That's what I came here for. And if somebody drops something in my pocket, I will be content and happy. But no, I've been enamored with an individual before, and I lost 15 pounds. Like, I was just crazy. Yes, I mean, I looked fabulous. It was called crackhead anorexic chic. And no offense to anyone who was suffering from that, but that's what it was.
Yep.
I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I was playing love songs, and I was just, and for you guys who are going through that, Mariah's soundtrack is everything for you, because it takes you through all these emotions.
I can't do it. That's why if I break up with someone and or I feel myself getting in my feelings, I'll just put on some sexual shit. Like,
ooh.
No, because that makes me feel like Rihanna. If I put on Skin by Rihanna, I'm like, nigga, you wish you could hit this again. Absolutely fucking not.
And then
not
when it goes off, you're like, please, not only please hit it again.
There's so many others that would. Oh. And I don't waste my time thinking about someone that I don't want to no more.
Okay.
Like, that's it. We moving on to what could happen. Now,
that's too
again,
funny.
Like 4.5 crying sessions in.
Yes.
You know,
and I done cussed out everybody from the lady at Walmart to to the mailman
to my dog.
Yes.
For no reason, just like stop fucking barking. And
yes.
Everything
gets on your nerves.
Like that nigga. All y'all are the same.
Everything gets on your nerves when your heart is just.
Everybody asses. I can't stand you dogs. Okay, listen. We are all for love.
Bring it on down, Barry Manilow. Yes.
Y'all are beautiful. Love
yes,
there.
Love is
there
great.
It's happening, and if it's not happening, you can still.
Yeah, as long as you're alive.
Nola,
yes.
Pull a Nola and get what you want and need from. And that's another thing I want to talk about with Nola. When I say, because like I keep reiterating, I am single. All right. And I'm single. Thank you, Angela. Thank you for acknowledging the fact that I'm single.
I'm not.
That was an acknowledgement sigh.
That was a sigh as in, if that's
sigh,
what you want to believe.
Okay. Well,
hey.
Even if it wasn't what I believed, it's how the fuck I'm about to be. Because at the end of the day, yes, I am dealing with someone, but I'm still single. Mm-hmm. And Miss Nola Miss Nola Darling made it very clear to me that as long as I have my priorities straight and am honest with whoever the hell I'm dealing with, that I can't go wrong. Because the people, if you're honest, if you say, hey,
the truth always sets you free.
Exactly. And that person is not down for it. They weren't supposed to be down for it in the beginning. And it's not going to help you.
So you'll tell your significant other that you're.
Ain't no significant. Why are you saying significant?
Oh, I'm sorry. It just sort of slipped out.
Really?
So you'll tell the person that you're dealing with that you're dating others? Is that the, that's what you're about to do?
I think that it's important to acknowledge that you're.
Not the only one. Okay. Are you going to say that to him?
I think if he listens to the podcast, he'll be aware. But I've told
him. No. Oh, you have. You said I'm single. Oh, wow.
He'll remind me that I'm single. Of course, this is one of those, hey, what are you up to? Why are you not responding to my messages? And it's like, hey, I'm just out with friends. And it's like, okay, sure. Why? Why are you worried? No, nothing. You're single. You're going to do what you want to do. That's
really
how those conversations always go. Which aren't those the best guys? They're so fun. Don't you love when
those mind manipulative conversations?
Like drama for no reason.
Drama, no reason.
So fun. But either way, I am single. I am still, you know, open to dating. My roster isn't as stacked as Nola's, but I think it takes time to line up. why she's giving me faces. She doesn't believe in me, guys.
I don't. I just don't, because I don't believe she's built for that life. Right? I just it's
that.
Good in theory.
I'm honest, I've never tried
it's
that
good
life.
In theory, but so, her moves know. Is not of someone who is really wanting to live the Nola Dolly dream. So, you know, I have just accepted that I will be an active listener to her dreams and aspirations. Just, and just you know what? I'm here for support.
Thank you.
I'm here for support. Because I'm always here for shits and shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. But thank you, Spike Lee, for making this happen.
Yes.
Thank you, Netflix.
Let us know so that it's possible.
And yes, just reminding all the women out there that you know what? You can get who you want when you want. All you got to do is just believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
And stand in your truth and who you are. Because not once did she say it's only you.
Yes.
Not once. Not to anybody, except for Opal.
Yes.
Who then was like, get out of my house.
Exactly. Exactly. So who are you unimpressed with this week?
Yes. Oh, man. Okay.
Get your mind, girl.
Girl. So, okay. Changing topics to who we're over and under impressed with. My under impress goes to actually JCPenney. I know it sounds random, but listen. We just had Thanksgiving, right? And for JCPenney, what they think is Black Friday means opening up at 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, who does that? Why do you have your employees literally missing the entire holiday just to open up and sell some shit to people that don't actively need it on that day? It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up. Target as well. Now, mind you, Angela and I did go to Target.
That's why I'm on mute, because I'm like, that's why. Shenanigans,
know,
and we participated.
It sounds hypocritical, but here's what I'm saying.
If they weren't there, we wouldn't have TV. We wouldn't have seen Nola Darling.
Ma'am, I would have ordered it online, or I would have gotten my ass up on Friday if I really wanted it that bad. But I only went because my family finished dinner early, and we were like, fuck it, let's just go, because they already are open. But they shouldn't have been. You should not be open on the holiday. Like, it's so fucked up. No one needs to go to Target at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, Thanksgiving Day. And then your employees are having Thanksgiving brunch and shit because they have to be at work by 3. Like, it's ridiculous. And then JCPenney, like, basically, they're probably like, you know what? Just cancel your plans, y'all. Like, we're going to have some stuff in the back for you. And good luck next year. I hope you figure out a better career path, because we're going to be opening up at the same fucking time next goddamn year. Because no one's coming to JC fucking Penny on actual Black Friday. That's the only reason they're doing it. Everyone's going to Macy's or Target or Best Buy or one of those electronic stores. Ain't nobody standing in line for JC Penny to get like 30% off some towels. You're not doing it. You're not doing it.
So Marion is upset.
I am.
Marilyn in your other life. Marion is upset that businesses decided to employ people to work on a Friday that is the biggest shopping day of the year in history. And she feels that people should at least have been able to enjoy good macaroni and cheese and fried chicken and turkey and things like that.
The awkwardness of being with family that you haven't seen in mad long. Like, it's a tradition. You're supposed to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
But I know it's business, but I don't care. Like, it doesn't. Everything's business until it's not. Everything is business until fucking child labor laws didn't come into effect. Think about it. Like, it was cool. It was absolutely fine to employ children until someone was like, you know what? That's kind of fucked up.
But that's how it always is.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, someone should really like make more of a stink about these companies doing this shit, because it's just like, it's fucked up. It's just stupid and it's greedy. It's all it is revolving around greed. It's not for the good of anybody but the CEOs and, you know, the owners, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the people that are coming in there to make sure they keep the little minimum wage job, they don't get anything good out of this.
Right.
And we don't need 30% off of towels on Thanksgiving Day. Like, we can fucking wait for 30% off of towels.
Too funny.
We can wait, Angela. We can wait.
Could you? Because you were really excited about those $2 towels.
Listen, I did get my $2 towels. I did get them.
And Rashad was in there like, they're over there.
They're over there. Right there. Choose from the 3 colors that we
offer. And then when they shut it down, Marion's going to be like, why ain't nobody? nobody working on Friday.
Thursday. I'm saying Thursday. Respect what I'm saying.
But really, actually, I get it with you wanting to enjoy your family, stuff like that. But on Thanksgiving, you know, when you start on time, because, you know, most families don't start at time. But if you say, oh, we're going to eat at 12, we're pretty much wrapping it up around 4. I'm going to the movies, and then I'm kicking it. But you should.
No, you should. It's Thanksgiving dinner. You're still at the Macy's parade at 12 o'clock if you live in New York. Like, no one has 12. That's Thanksgiving brunch. Why, who has turkey for brunch? What the fuck? It's not making no damn sense.
Too funny.
I'll just say anything to disagree with you, I swear.
You know, I'm a Gemini. I stay on the fence. Well, I'm impressed by Alika. I hope I'm saying that right. Michelle of thegoodkind.com. She gave ode to good old-fashioned Black girl magic during a Thanksgiving parade.
Yes.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, it was impressive because she took the time and the details. If you don't know, you can Google it. She had her staff of girls or team of girls dressed up as our Black icons. There was Serena Williams. There was Oprah Winfrey, Vanessa Williams. There was just so much going on. And I'm always here for showing us in a positive way and letting people know that, you know, we've contributed. We're the bomb, and we're really finally starting to step into our Black goodness, and I'm always here for it.
And they were melanated. I mean, she had some brown girls out there.
It was just a beautiful sight. A beautiful sight.
So beautiful.
A beautiful, beautiful sight.
Like, claps to her.
Yes.
Because that was really dope. It was really, really dope.
And another clap I need to give is to Miss Joy Chavis.
Yes, girl.
She used to be known as Bow Wow's baby mama,
yes,
but apparently,
Bow Wow's biggest mistake.
Basically.
If she is not your body goals, what are you doing in the gym?
Absolutely nothing.
Woman's body
is sick.
Is ridiculous. She looks handcrafted.
Yes.
Like, drawn.
Yes.
Like, it's insane. And I know her boobs are fake.
Doesn't matter how you get to the destination. It's how you look when you arrive.
There,
yes.
And she looks phenomenal. And I'm probably going to take her picture to my doctor.
Get these titties done.
Give
me
the joys.
Give me the joys.
The double J's.
The jiggly jugs.
The jiggly J's. Yes.
Yes, the jiggly J's.
So we're giving her this over impressed because she and, is it Aaliyah or Alika?
I think it's Aaliyah. Aaliyah's Janelle?
Yeah.
So they're breaking the internet with their dancing.
And that, I'm going to learn that motherfucker.
When We by Tank, Google it. It will get your mind right. They drop into splits. I started taking yoga again.
Yesterday. Yesterday she was like,
I'm going to be flexible for 2018. It's not a game in 2018. Yeah, but, you know,
I'm learning that dance. It's happening. For
2018 is not going to be a game.
It's the pop. It's the drop pop.
It's a drop pop.
It's a split pop. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But Joy's ass.
Yes.
Does this jiggle that you
think
of.
Yeah. Like
tip drill video.
Must be jam because jelly don't shake like that. Or is it the other way?
The other way.
Jelly shakes jelly.
Yes.
Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
There you go.
Yeah, but yes.
Amazing.
I'm just.
I love her.
Yes.
Like, I love her. She's phenomenal. She's a great dancer.
And I wanted the conversations that the guys are having with Bow Wow, who his friends are. And they're just, you know what? I wouldn't even have a conversation. I would just come to his house and just look at him and just be like.
I offer him a tissue.
Yeah.
I know he's sick. Watching that. I know he was sick.
He was sick. Like, everyone has been sliding in her DMs. I'm talking ballers. Shut it down. Shut them down.
Amazing. I mean, first of all, she looks amazing. Second of all, she's actually really funny.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram. She's actually got a really funny, like, fun personality.
Absolutely.
She's a great mother.
Great
she's
mother.
She's proven that she can make beautiful babies because that child is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Like, and she's on her way up. She's popping, man. Like,
yeah. Without Bow Wow.
Without Bow. Like, I'm sorry, my G, but maybe Bow Wow, just like his, just like his private jet. He needs to just go ahead and kiss Joy and everything that she is goodbye.
Yes.
he is no longer.
Because he can't even talk to her crazy at this point. Because all she has to do is just, did you see me? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me get to my Instagram. You know what? I'm not even going to do that to you. Let me just show you what I was looking like at the Soul Train Music Awards, because I don't think your heart.
When was the last time Bow Wow was invited to the Soul Train Awards?
Child. When was the last time he had a song?
He had braids when he was last there.
I can't even name a Bow Wow song. Oh, like.
Bounce with me.
Oh.
I was a Bow Wow.
Like me? Like me with him and Sierra. He that's another baddie he dropped off.
Look at her now.
He's just taking L's.
She was at the Soul Train.
She was at the Soul Train Music Awards
for no reason. Listen,
just for you know what? She came to show the glow up. She's like, yeah, I've had two babies, and my husband loves my filthy drawls. Oh, P.S. Have you seen me? I'm always here for the glow up. Always. We should just have a moment of silence for him.
Didn't he have a, he said he was going to have a retirement. He was going into retirement. Everyone was like, you're.
What are you retiring from? I thought you did.
You didn't just, we thought you just gracefully bowed out like 7-8 years ago.
Absolutely.
I don't understand. Remember when he posted that video, like, these kids don't even know who I am. And people were like, who are you?
Yes. I would just have a seat after that. Like, I would just go somewhere my money can, you know, probably take me, probably back to Atlanta. Because he probably has comfortable coin, but he doesn't have, like, he don't have enough coin to talk the way that he talks.
He really doesn't.
He doesn't.
And he can't.
He doesn't.
It's whatever.
Whatever.
You know, first, whatever. He's not the one that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Good for you, boo-boo.
Yes.
Amazing. You're doing everything.
Doing it.
Fabulous. All her little clothes and her on her
super cute.
Super cute. I almost bought some, but I'm, you know, not famous yet.
You're not ready.
Reiterate.
Sometimes.
I also feel like I shouldn't have a stomach if I'm going to.
Yeah. Like, don't have a stomach.
I don't. But I mean, like, literally, like, that woman, her stomach is the size of my phone. Like, she has no stomach.
Yeah.
No sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
I'm going to the gym when I leave here.
I am. I'm going to come with you. I don't even have gym clothes. I'm gonna
just be up in there in the boots.
I'm going to run in these boots. I don't give a damn.
It's all about the end game. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
That is too funny. Well, that is the end of our episode 2.
No, it's not, bitch. We had to talk about when you're going to move in with your significant other.
Oh, but that can be another one because we talked about penis size.
I'm going to talk about this because we had a huge, long debate about when you should be moving in. Getting engaged.
Okay, this is my thing. I feel that when you are dating someone, you are dating for a purpose. Right. And I feel that people show their characteristics early on. So the debate is, you know, Marion feels that you should live with someone for 2 years to really get to know what type of person that they are and, you know, if it's possible for this to be forever. Yes. But I feel.
Not be dating.
Right.
Not like, but I. We were dating for a year and a half, then we moved in together, now we're married.
Right. But I feel that people show you who they are because, look, when you meet me, I can tell you, and it ain't changed. It ain't gonna change. It ain't shit changed. People who've known me now and knew me in my past life can tell you. Angela been rolling her eyes since she was 3 years old. Angela, I am a roller eye connoisseur. I can show you. You know, my face is very expressive. I don't have to talk that much. Two, you know, I'm very snobbish when I want to be. I can be standoffish when I want to be. I always interview people if I'm gonna allow them into my space because I'm very big on energies and I'm loyal to a fault. Like, I'm always down for shits and shenanigans if you're my friends. If you say, Angela, let's go rob a bank, I'm going to say to you, you know what? I can't be there, but I will make sure that your commissary is stocked. And I'm not coming to visit you because I don't hang out with criminals, but I will be your support system from afar. There's people can, I mean, any one of my friends can tell you, oh, Angela like this, she won't like this, she probably won't participate for this. So with that, what I'm saying in a relationship, I honestly believe people show you who they are 6 months into the game. Everybody knows, like, if you come to someone's house, they're going to clean up. And if they don't clean up, they just nasty. You just nasty.
Are they nasty or are they truthful?
It's not truthful. When someone comes to see you, just like if you're going out somewhere and you know that, oh, I'm going to brunch, you're going to change your outfit pertaining to brunch.
But we're talking about relationships as far as learning someone and who you really
are. I believe Maya Angelou said it best. People show you who they are. Believe them. And so I think that people give you your red lights way before you sitting up there giggling and jiggling a year and a half, 2 years in. I think it's one of those things that you have to... I'm very observant. Yes. I can observe Marion and I can say Marion is a neat freak. Yes. If anything dealing in her life or dealing with where she lives at is unorganized, it fucks her brain up. Yes. Like, she can't concentrate, she can't deal with you, she can't do none of that. So I know that, even though we've been living together almost 2 years, but yeah. So if I can observe that and I'm not screwing you, why would it take 2 years for me to say, oh, Marion don't like mess?
Yeah. I mean, I get that, but
no.
The difference that I'm saying, right, and this is where our debate differs. I'm not saying that someone doesn't show you what they're about typically, but when you come into a relationship, when two people decide to join together and become one entity, they're taking both of their personalities
yes.
and trying to mesh it. Now, no one's going to be perfect, like, in their entirety together. There's always going to be a give and take from each side.
Absolutely.
So when you meet someone, let's say you meet someone and that person's a smoker, right? And you say, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm really not into smokers. Like, I think it's disgusting. It's a gross habit. But I'm really feeling you, you know? And I'm willing to wait for you to figure out, or not willing to wait, but, you know, I want to help you get past this thing that's killing you. And that person is also like, you know what, thank you, because I really do want to quit, and it's been a struggle for me to quit, but I haven't had someone motivating me and pushing me yet. So if you meet someone and that's what happens, and a year down the line they're still smoking,
you suffer from a savior complex.
Girl, don't come for me.
You suffer from it, because there's no way that someone who smokes is, they see you and you're gorgeous and they're like, yeah, I want to stop it, blah 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 blah. Those are habits that anyone who has a habit, like, I have a habit of not making up my bed, but I have consciously.
I don't even go in Angela's room because it's stressed.
But you know what? Since you haven't been in there. No, but lately I have been actually taking out time in the mornings to stop what I'm doing and make up my bed.
Why is that?
And the reason why is because I feel that that's something as a grown up or just mm-hmm. person or someone who is wanting to be organized should do. And I had heard.
Do you think that being around me has influenced you in being a little bit more organized?
No, my mom has been fussing at me for years.
Recipe.
You ain't my mama, but at the same time, these things have been always. Someone has always said, Angela, why you haven't made up your bed? Why you haven't. And I
will. Sure, just took every other year of her life. And then the moment that she moves in with Marion.
No, I did it. I had
nothing to do with it, Angela.
I'm not going to say that, because you have influenced me about a lot of things.
Thank you.
But at the same time.
I'm influential.
Yes, you could. But
can you put it on my Instagram now?
No. At the same time with me being around Marion and to go on what she's saying with living with someone, at the same time, I haven't changed who I am. I haven't stopped rolling my eyes. I haven't stopped being opinionated. I haven't stopped doing this. But my habits don't overflow into her space. My habits stay in the confinements of my room.
Right. So what I'm saying is when you're in a relationship with someone and people have habits, like the smoking thing. Take the smoking thing for example. If you have someone that wants to quit and you're someone that wants to help them and you guys love each other, then you should absolutely give it a chance. And you have to give that a certain amount of time.
2 years is not a chance. 2 years is
like. 2 years to me is
if someone's saying that they're trying to quit something, and if they're, I can see if they were actively doing that and you met them and you are involved with the process. But for someone to say, oh, Marion, you're just so great, I'm just going to, you know, stop smoking, okay, and I've been really trying to do that. And you give them 2 years to do it.
What if you meet a man, and he is a carnivore, and you're trying to have a vegan household, and he says, you know what, I'm not used to that. There's nothing I've ever tried before, but because I do like you and I think that it makes sense, I'm willing to let you teach me.
But that wouldn't take him 2 years.
But it's not. I'm not saying that it has to be 2 years for that specifically. I'm saying you need 2 years in the entirety for all of the things to really rear themselves, first of all, for you to really see. First, like, for instance, with my ex right now, like, my ex-fiance, 2 years, we were living together for 2 years, and now we called it quits, and it's because I knew that he wasn't the cleanest person, the neatest person, but he had a lot of, you know, growing to do, and he promised me that he was going to keep growing and trying, and I was slowly but surely seeing that even if he was trying for me, it was never going to be in his nature to be that way. Now, for me, I believe that someone can change to a certain extent. I really
But change is something that you want to do. It's not
exactly.
But if you don't want to
but
do
that's
it,
why we're not together anymore. Because I was told, yes, I want to do this to make you happy. But then it's like, I'm telling you what will make me happy, and you're still not doing it. And it's been, you know, years of it being a constant back and forth struggle. And I decided that, you know what, as great as you know, amazing as our relationship was, the 80% that was phenomenal, that 20 fucking percent of me picking up socks and, like, hanging
but,
up coats was starting to really, like.
But in the first year, people give you red lights.
But in the first year, we weren't living together yet.
But you lived with him. When you lived with him, it was a year. And then, right? You lived with him a year, then you got pregnant.
No.
Okay.
I was dating him for a year, mm-hmm. We got pregnant, moved in together.
Right.
Then 2 years down the line now, we're no longer.
But that first year with the, and I get it.
First year was phenomenal. Of course, a lot changed. So my specific situation is very different, not very different, but, you know, it is, there's a lot more on top of it than just two people figuring it out because we do
right.
have a child. So
right.
That definitely kept things going a little bit more, probably through a lot of arguments that would have maybe ended things for a typical couple. And maybe, you know, I gave it more time.
Because of the baby.
Because of that. But also because of that, that's why I'm like, absolutely 2 years before we even think about marriage, because if I hadn't, you know, I was engaged. Like, I really, you know, was ready to, like, lock this in. And if I had done that, then this relationship ending would have not only been, you know, a hard process, but it would have been a legal fucking process.
Right.
I would have had to go through the process of also changing my name back, having to explain to people what's going on, rather than just going ghost on social media like I did and, like, stop posting pictures of him. Like, mind you, we're still going to be together, like, as family forever, for the rest of our lives.
True.
And I'm thankful every day to God that it is him and not my ex before him, because that man is actually Voldemort. He's the worst person I've ever, ever known. I hate him. I hate him. And I used to love him, too. And I was with him for 4 years.
Yikes.
So if I were to jump into marrying him, even if I had married him after my 2-year rule, I still would have been going through a nasty divorce in that. So for me, I realized that, like, relationships, a friend of mine told me that apparently relationships take 5 years to stabilize. That's when you know, even if you're actually, like, having a solid, you know, lasting, secure, successful relationship with someone. Think about all these celebrities you see that get together and they're done. Of course,
they're getting together because it's like, oh, you're going to boost my followers and stuff like that. People aren't really taking it. But see, I'm different.
I'm sure you know a bunch of friends that, like,
they were all immature in the reason why they got married or got with a certain person. But see, with me, I guess I'm just different because I like to find out right at the beginning what the deal is. I speak to your mama. I speak to your uncle. I speak to friends who ain't checking for you no more. I do all of that because I only have one life, and I'm not going to deal. Like, even I was in a 4-year relationship, and I knew the first year that I knew he wasn't going to be the one I married, because I didn't even think about marriage. And I already know what my wedding looks like. I just have to pick my bridesmaids and everybody else who's going to be in there, who's going to fawn over me on how fantastic I'm going to look. But at the same time, I knew. I always trust my intuition every single time, and it has not failed me. And I just don't feel that it's going to take me 2 years, because my thing is, my next relationship, we kicking it 6 to 9 months, a year. After that end of that year, if I'm not, if we're not going to the second level, I got to go. The second level is we're thinking about this is our forever. That's for me, because I'm not the type to be dating and carrying on. I mean, I've had my little giggle and jiggles, and yeah, let me see if I'm about that life.
It's important to know that you're older than I am.
So but I don't think.
And you don't have a child.
Yeah.
For me, it's very different also, because I'm in my 20s, I'm in my late 20s, and I do feel more comfortable taking a little more time, simply because, like, fuck it. But also, I have a child, so whoever is the next person that I date, like, whoever's going to be my husband is going to be my child's
father. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's going to take a hell of a longer time to really feel comfortable with, because, one, I'm not going to introduce you or have you, I'm not going to have you integrated into her life to the point where we're living together and shit.
Right.
You know, she's seeing you every day, and then that relationship doesn't work out. Like, she already had to deal with that. She's already dealing with that. You know, she already has to split household. I don't
right.
want her seeing someone and getting comfortable with them, and then that doesn't work out. Like, it's not, I'm going to have to just take, my mother, when my mom and my dad split, they were never married, but when my mom and my dad split, I never saw another man that she talked to.
Right.
In the 12 years that she was on
the My mom was the same way. I saw one.
I saw one time,
and that was, they were
together
7 years.
I heard him snoring, and I was like, who's that? And I opened the door, and she slammed the door, and she was like, a Santa Claus. If you see him, you don't get no presents.
Yes, mom. Keep my business out your mouth.
It was a white boy, too. I was like, I don't know who, if well, I believed her, because I thought, like, well, Santa's white, so cool. So,
that's too funny.
Yo, swear to God. And that was the only, I never saw another man that she was dating.
Right.
Ever. And that is exactly what I think you should do. I mean, you can introduce people as homies.
Yeah.
You know, they can
but
be around.
This
and,
is
if,
the
if
main thing.
Saying,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're going to see me kissing somebody or like showing love to somebody. That's going to take
right.
a long time. And then for you to be integrated to where you're living with us, like, that's going to take a long time. On
absolutely.
Top of it.
Absolutely.
So, it is different for me, I guess. But I, in general, I just feel like I've seen.
You have a savior complex. I just can't
do
it. I can't do it. I
won't
do it.
I like to better people. I think that I should be getting bettered by someone as well as.
Absolutely. But I have, first of all, I have short attention span. Second of all, I have short tolerance, and I've always had the short tolerance. And I'm thankful for that, because I think about.
It keeps you out of a lot of situations.
It keeps me out of a lot of situations. Yeah. And I'm so thankful that I was an only child where I had that independent spirit. And I'm so thankful that I'm the type of person who is secure in who they are.
Yeah.
And of course I get better every, you know,
you're not like me. Like, I don't like to be alone.
No, I can cut people off quicker than
you snip your dead end.
Before you get the last word out.
You'll sit and like look at, you know how you sit, ladies, you look at your hair and you're like, do I need a trim or can I wait?
You already have a whole new haircut with me. Yep.
That's how easy it is for her to cut some shit off. Like,
and won't even think about it.
Not even think about it.
And I will see you and still be like, hey, what's up?
Right.
And I'll go on about my life. We won't have a conversation about it. And the reason why I feel like I can do that is because I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
I'm a really, really good person.
Yeah.
And I'm a really good friend.
I agree with that. Like, you need to earn it.
Yeah, you have to earn it. And to this day, the people who I've cut off, they come back to me and be like, oh my God, how did you just cut me off.
The thing for me is, the reason I'm different in that is because, like, she and I have been having this back and forth about my ex, the fact that his cat is still in my apartment and, like, he needs to come get the, like, yo, my dude. First of all, PSA.
If I knew where he lived, Marion would come home
and
there would be no cat. There would be no cat, and she'd be like,
come get your cat.
Where's the cat?
And I'm not, that's not a
oh, he
innuendo.
Just,
innuendo.
He,
come
get this
cat.
Kitty box.
Get the cat and her little
maybe
box.
You need to say it to him sexy.
I should. Just throw him
come
him
get
an
this kitty box. This kitty box. And he'd be like, yes, yes, come on over my house around 8 o'clock and come get this kitty box. I'm going to have it wrapped for you. Sexy.
But listen, we're having this whole thing, because she thinks that I should just be a little bit more aggressive about it. And
yes.
Me, my thing is just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm going to watch how you move.
Mm-hmm.
See how long it takes you to do what you said you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, when I do finally be like, you know what, fuck it, and like this, you know, I'm dropping the cat off at your front door, you can't say anything to me because I never did anything petty. I never did anything unruly or unfair. I never talked to you bad about you to your parents or anything. I didn't, you know, I'm not running around saying you ain't shit or something. I'm never going to do that. I'm never, like, it's like I was listening to Survivor by Destiny's Child. And it's like, I'm not going to lie on you and your family, all that shit. You know, I'm not going to hate on you.
Can you really trust Kelly and Michelle?
I think you should.
I only trust Beyonce.
Well, she
cut them other two off, and what they doing? What they doing? What they doing?
Kelly looks amazing and she's doing great.
She never cut off Kelly. Kelly knew what time it was. The other two, you can't even say their names.
I don't know.
Latoya? TT? Lackadocious?
Lactation?
Beyonce is the queen of cut off. And she thrived in your face.
I
love it. Well, that's the end of our second episode. I hope you enjoyed it. That's actually him. You can find us at Absolutely Angela Yvonne.
Yes, on Instagram and Twitter. And
yes.
Hashtag underscore Marian. That's HASHTAG underscore MARIEN. And of course, everything will be linked down below if you want to follow our Instagram page. We're just waiting on the logo, y'all.
We can do everything you need.
By the time you hear this, it'll be up. So just scroll down.
Scroll down.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Love you, bitches.
Bitches.
Can I talk like that?